Thank you for having me. It's my most favorite time of the year. I love Christmas. Don't you guys love Christmas? It makes me feel so full of joy, and one of my very favorite things to do at Christmas is to bake. I love baking. I love baking, and today I think I'm going to try to bake a special Christmas cake. Will you guys help me? Okay, well, first I'm going to put on my apron. Sophie, will you be my assistant? Thank you. Will you hold the microphone? Thank you. Uh-oh. I think I tied that Sophie style. Okay, I'm putting on my Christmas apron because I don't want to get my church clothes dirty. And we're going to make a most delicious Christmas cake. But you know what, boys and girls? I just realized during music that I forgot my recipe. I left my recipe at home. But you know what? I think I can do it all by myself. I don't need a recipe. I'm a great baker. I don't even need to follow any directions. I can do it all by myself. I'm so proud of myself because I can do it all by myself. Do you think I can? Okay, well, from what I remember, I think I needed some flour. Some flour. Oh, Sophie, will you continue to be my assistant? Thank you. I was going to use a little ear mic, but I didn't have anywhere to clip it. Okay. I need some flour. I'm just going to eyeball it like Rachel Ray. Let's see. That looks good. I don't need a recipe. Who needs any help? I don't need help. Let's see. I think I needed some sugar. Oh, I forgot my sugar. I think I'll use pepper instead. That'll work, right? Yeah, pepper. That's kind of like sugar, sugar, pepper. I think that'll work. And I think I needed some corn syrup or something like that. Corn syrup. Oh, I don't have corn syrup, but I have pancake syrup. Do you think that'll work? I'll just put that in there. Woo, yeah. This is going to be a good cake. I know what I needed. I needed some brown sugar, too. I don't have any. I think I'll just use mustard instead. I think it'll work. What do you think? Oh, yeah. This is going to be a good cake. I'm so good at this. I don't need anyone's help. At all. I think I'll make a carrot cake. I'll turn it into a carrot cake. I'll just put a whole bunch of carrots in there. What do you think? Yes. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm starting to have a weird feeling about this cake. You know what? I can't remember what else the recipe said, but I'm just going to do it myself. I don't need any help. I'm just going to put all this Cinnamon Toast Crunch in there. I don't need that. I don't need a recipe. I can do it by myself. Oh, wait. What's this? Oh, chocolate chips. That sounds good. That'll be good. Let's see. Good. Okay. Oh, I forgot a pinch of salt. And over the shoulder for good luck. Okay. Now, I'm going to mix it up. This is going to be such a good Christmas cake. It's my favorite time of the year. I love baking cakes. And, well, oh boy, I'm starting to feel weird about this. It doesn't look very yummy. And, oh, it smells even grosser. Oh, no, I really messed this up. I should have gotten my recipe. Wait, does anyone want to look at the spoon? You want to lick the spoon? Okay. Oh my gosh, boys and girls. Okay, thank you. I really think I made a mistake. I really should have looked at my recipe on my phone or something before I began. Maybe I can't do everything by myself after all. Maybe I do need help. What do you think? Well, you know what? Even though this Christmas cake is pretty disgusting, it helps me to remember about the real reason for Christmas. and the real, true meaning of Christmas. Now, did you know that God loves the world so much? God loves the world and every single person he made so very much. And he knows that we cannot do everything on our own. We can't even really truly get to know. We couldn't really truly get to know God all by ourselves. We needed a helper. We needed a savior. And long, long time ago, there were people that were waiting and waiting for their savior because God had promised to send a savior. God knew that those people couldn't do everything on their own. They needed a savior. And that's what Christmas was about. That's why God sent Jesus to the earth, because he knew we couldn't do it alone. And Jesus came and became our savior and helps us so we don't have to do anything alone. Did you know Jesus is always with you? Now, Jesus taught us so many things when he was here on earth to make our lives a beautiful cake instead of a yucky, disgusting cake. Our lives can be wonderful and beautiful. Jesus told us, love one another. Love God with all your heart. He said, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. That means don't try to be better than everyone and get ahead of everybody. Serve others. He came to serve. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords wasn't even born in a big castle and a big palace. He was born in a barn, a stable. He's showing us to have a beautiful, lovely life. We serve each other, love each other. Don't be so proud like I was being so proud that I could make this cake all on my own. Be humble. Ask God for help. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What does that mean? That means he's the way to God. He's the truth, and he is the life that lives inside of you. We can't do it without Jesus. Guess what? I don't want to do it without Jesus. Because my cake ends up looking like this. Like my life would end up looking like this crazy mess. As hard as I try, I could try and try all I want. But without Jesus, I just cannot make something beautiful. Everything beautiful comes from God through Jesus. Can we pray? I'm going to pray. I would like for the children to repeat after me, okay? Can you repeat my prayer after me? All right. Dear God, repeat, repeat loud, you can do it. We do this all the time. Dear God, thank you so much for helping us to get to know you better through your son, Jesus. Thank you so much for helping us in our lives to make our lives beautiful. Help us to trust you, Lord, with everything in our lives. Thank you for Jesus. Amen. So, boys and girls, this Christmas, when you're gathered around your Christmas tree, opening up presents, and just feeling the love that surrounds you, remember, that love comes from God. That is God that you're feeling in your heart, and he is with us all the time. And Christmas is about the most wonderful present we could ever get, which was Jesus. Just remember that.